then continuing to think about labour, this was another piece of work which I made for that project which was in the show. This is a replica of a breast plough, which is a very old agricultural implement for ploughing by human power alone. And this is based based on an example that I found in a local museum. So I kind of hired a green woodworker and a blacksmith to make it, and then fitted it with strain gauges and a small computer, so you can actually gather data from it as you use it, and actually try and work out the base coefficient of human labour at the lowest level, like how many calories do I need to expend cultivating a piece of land by my own power compared to the amount of calories that I gain from the final crop. And it's thinking about these kind of base efficiencies that just doesn't happen, you know? Like the argument is that, oh yeah, we have to keep moving forward. Technological progress has to continually unfold. Things have to become more efficient. But in whose terms are they efficient? In what are those terms of efficiency? Has anyone actually like worked out how efficient it is to grow, you know, a field of wheat by hand and with no other sort of machinery, and then just trying to think around things like that without really coming up with a conclusion or without having a hypothesis, but just trying it just to see. Again, it's like about speculation. Oh, I can show you a little film. So the computer's in like data capturing mode now. You see, it's quite a big thing. I mean, you just kind of like plow a furrow. Oh, that's all right, doesn't it?
It's okay.
It's just the sounds sort of like quite scrapey. You can imagine it's scrapey. But it really works really well. It's an incredible tool. I mean, I can see why it was in a museum and not in B&Q, but for sale. But at the same time, as a gardener, as someone who's done a lot of digging, I can totally get it. It's a really great thing. Look, there's just no back work. With the digging, there's two actions. You have to put the spade in, then you bend over, and you physically lift the soil up and over, and at the end of like a row, your back's killing you. With that, it's all about twist. You push it in it would help if I had a few more kilos on me, but you know, you push it in, and then you just twist it. It's an incredibly efficient design somehow that became obsolete. Because agricultural methods changed, other things were deemed more efficient, you know, sort of. So I'm quite interested in thinking about that. I'd actually quite like to make a whole set of implements, enough to like grow a whole, cultivate a whole crop from start to finish, fit them all with digital data collecting devices, and then work out this efficiency, this base coefficient of human labour. Because, you know, as we were saying earlier on, there's 3.5 billion people on this planet who are actually doing that anyway. And it's only us in the postmodern world that don't get this reality. And I'm not really sure what's so scary about labour. I think maybe it's been vilified, and personally I quite enjoy it. I don't think that it's that scary. Something to investigate further. Sticking within the Lizard Exit Plan project, the next part of the project was then became architectural. So in the Lizard Exit Plan scenario, the northern part of the peninsula is where all of the arable crops would be grown, all of the cereal crops because the land in the south is no good for that. But there isn't enough people to actually grow that all by hand. So there'd be like a seasonal migration of people from the south to the north to cultivate the land and bring in the harvest. But there's nowhere for them to live. So the next part of the sort of like design brief, as it were, was to try and figure out what could you actually build from locally available materials. And so this sort of conforms to something I've been working on for a little while. I mean, when I lived at the small territory in Cornwall, I actually made my own house and lived there for 5 years. I made a very cheap little shack. So I kind of know how to do that anyway, but here it was different. Like, what materials could we find within a restricted radius of the site? So we set the boundary at being 10 miles, which is kind of like how far you can bring materials from by hand or by horsepower. And got lots of people in the area to donate sort of old construction site rubbish and stuff. And then found, I was actually looking for hazel to make this kind of fairly lightweight structure. And this is just an experimental touch of it, we're testing out the design. But couldn't find any hazel, but we did find a lot of willow. So we were using these willow saplings from an overgrown plantation. And experimenting with a sort of like a super bender. You know what a bender is? It's like a bent hazel structure with a tarpaulin on it, which is the traditional sort of temporary dwelling of seasonal workers in Northern Europe, of Roma people and charcoal burners and clock makers and stuff through Northern Europe, is how they sort of had a small house which they could move around with. But it's restricted in size, so I wanted to try and sort of push that boundary and see how big you could actually make one of these structures made just with sticks. And the only way to do that seemed to be with vaulting, so kind of ended up making this vaulted structure. And this is where these kind of workers would come and stay whilst they bring in the harvest. And the gallery actually commissioned this as a pavilion. So we kind of like called it a pavilion. They do gallery openings and stuff there, and people stand around sipping champagne, which is quite nice because it's completely the antithesis of the whole proposal. So in terms of low impact architecture, there's no foundation, it's just like driving things down into the ground. There's no floor platform. This whole part is obviously made of like locally available organic material. And then found lots of thrown away windows and doors and things, and have made this whole glazed south side. There's a performance stage here on the right for events. Still growing. The willow is very good at sort of like rerouting into the ground. And then on the south facing side, I made this kind of like theoretical grain drying tower, because that would be one of the main problems there. Would be to, you know, all the farmers that grow arable crops in Cornwall use industrial sized grain dryers to finish the grain off, so it would preserve. That's the end of the slides. But if anyone's got any questions or would like to draw anything else further, I'm very happy to continue.
Okay, thank you very much.